Democrats, but mainstream Republicans who are worried about the health care law, all the way up to the Treasury Secretary of the United States about how much wiggle room is in the budget, to your point, not much, and they all poo-pooed you. What do you think of that?
Well, I think they're dead wrong. The countdown to crisis actually begins next Wednesday, March 15th. The Fed is going to raise interest rates. It's not going to stop three or four times this year. It has no choice. It's dithered for 99 months at the zero bound. It has to allow the market to normalize. Second, the debt ceiling freezes in at $20 trillion, and they're burning through cash at the Treasury like drunken sailors. I can't emphasize this enough, and I think the SNL guy, the savings and loan guy at the Treasury, has no idea what's happening in his own joint. In the first 46 days of the Trump administration, they've burned through $294 billion of cash. They started with $382 billion. It's down to $88 billion. It's dropping by the day. At the rate they lost cash last year, between March and early June, they will be out of cash by Memorial Day. There is no reason to believe that will be any different
raise
this
year.
Raise
the debt ceiling. Don't we always just raise the debt ceiling?
Well, there is no pathway to a majority in the Congress that soon. They have declared war on the Democrats, and I guess they deserve it. But after all of the immigration ban, the walls at the border, the deportations, the attacks on Obama, and frankly, you know, I think Trump was right. He was bugged. But the point is, there are zero Democrat votes for a debt ceiling increase right now. And in the bloodbath that's happening on Obamacare Lite, which is a disaster in my view.
You're not encouraged by what they're coming up with.
I'm not encouraged, but what I'm saying, Neil, is that by May, the Republican Party is going to be in tatters. There will be no majority to raise the debt ceiling. And then the rubber will meet the road. They'll have to start all these gimmicks, disinvesting from the trust fund and so forth. But I've been in Washington a long time, and I know when that starts, the disinvesting and the gimmicks, it's a sign to everybody that the crisis is near. Everything
you
else
can't grow out of it. You can't get a tax cut related boom that can grow out of it.
No, you can't get a tax cut boom in 2 weeks or 5 weeks or 10 weeks. But
no,
I
but if the direction is down, if it creates enough activity that it starts going down.
No, I mean, there's no chance it's going down. The first quarter GDP is coming in at 1%. I mean, this whole little flurry of bullish enthusiasm we've had in the stock market is meaningless once it's clear that the tax cuts aren't going to happen and this debt ceiling crisis is going to take down the whole system. Now, why did they allow $294 billion of cash to be burned up? Because I want to tell you something really important. Only $237 billion of that was to cover the inherited deficit that you can't blame Trump for. But he used $57 billion of cash to lower the debt ceiling.
I should have put the cardinal in here and not you, because you're